Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. President Trump has announced tariffs of 25%, targeting $50 billion worth of Chinese goods that contain industrially significant technologies. A White House statement said the move was essential to prevent what it called further unfair transfers of American technology and intellectual property to China. Andrew Walker reports.
In a statement, President Trump described his own friendship with the Chinese leader Xi Jinping and the relationship between the two countries as very important to him. Nonetheless, he said he would go ahead with proposed trade action over what he called the theft of American technology. The US administration has published a list of more than 800 types of goods that will be affected, including a range of industrial machinery, motor vehicles and medical equipment. The tariffs are due to come into force early next month. China has said it will respond with its own tariffs on US goods.
In an impromptu live interview, President Trump claims he has largely solved the problem over North Korea's nuclear program. After a flurry of morning tweets, Mr. Trump told Fox News that he respected Kim Jong-un for being a strong leader. "He speaks and his people sit up at attention," Mr. Trump said. "I want my people to do the same." Afghan defence officials say the head of the Pakistani Taliban, Mullah Fazlullah, has been killed in a US drone strike in Kunar province. Mullah Fazlullah became the leader of the Pakistani Taliban 5 years ago. The Taliban have yet to comment. With more, here's Jill McGivering.
Mullah Fazlullah was widely seen as particularly radical and ruthless. He became known as a passionate preacher in Pakistan who demanded Sharia law. He opposed girls' education and polio vaccinations and any compromise with the Pakistani government. He was thought to be behind the attack on a school in Peshawar, in which more than 130 children were killed, and the shooting of Malala Yousafzai, then a schoolgirl, now a Nobel laureate. His death could ease tensions between the two neighbours, who each blame the other for harbouring cross-border militants.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has again stressed the need for a European-wide solution to its migration problems. It comes as her Conservative alliance faces a major rift over the issue, which threatens her wider coalition government. Here's Katja Adler.
Angela Merkel has spoken about it now in no uncertain terms. She's not a lady known for dramatic statements, but she says that if the EU cannot finally, and let me make this clear, this absolutely does not exist. It is a yawning hole in EU policy. She says if it cannot finally find a workable, agreed on, common solution to deal with irregular migration, which we know is a problem that is not going away, then she says that will question the very foundations of the European Union. Certainly, if you look at the clash between her and her more to the right of the Conservative Party and a rival within her party, Interior Minister, this could also be about her own political future as well.
World News from the BBC. Reports from Syria say pro-government forces have again bombarded rebel-held areas in the southwest of the country, hours after the US warned the government not to mount a new offensive there. Syrian activists say that shelling killed at least six people in towns in the Deraa region, where a so-called de-escalation zone was agreed last year. For a third day, forces of the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen are continuing their assault on areas around the major port of Hodeidah, which is under Houthi rebel control. The main focus is the airport, with coalition planes pounding the area. Fierce fighting on the ground has already resulted in deaths on both sides. The ashes of the late physicist Stephen Hawking have been interred in London's Westminster Abbey, next to the remains of Isaac Newton and Charles Darwin. Professor Hawking died in March. His famous synthesised voice, set to music by the Greek composer Vangelis, has also been beamed into space, aimed at the nearest black hole to Earth. The signal will take about 3,500 light-years to get there. Professor Hawking's book, A Brief History of Time, sold 25 million copies around the world. The physicist and broadcaster Brian Cox said reading it shaped his life.
It was huge, actually, because I was 20 years old when it came out. At the time, I'd done physics up to A-level, but I was a musician at the time, and I was in that process of going, shall I do music, shall I do physics? And that book came out. My mum and dad bought it for me for Christmas, actually, and I read it, and it reaffirmed, it really did play a fundamental role in telling me that this is what I'd like to spend my life doing.
Uruguay have beaten Egypt 1-0 in the second game of football's World Cup in Russia. The goal came from the central defender and Atletico Madrid star José Jiménez in the 90th minute, just before time was added on. In today's later games, Iran face Morocco before Spain take on Portugal. It'll be the first match for Fernando Hierro as Spanish coach after the surprise dismissal of Julen Lopetegui. BBC News.